I can speak to Mr. Fulton, please.
Speaking.
Hey, John. My name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. We're helping you with your Scottish redress case, sir.
All right, yeah.
Are you okay, John?
I'm fine, now.
Fantastic. John, do you have 5 minutes to have a quick chat with me about your case, sir?
Yeah.
Fantastic. John, just to let you know, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My job, or my role here, like I said before, as a senior investigator, is to get to know you, get to know your case, and then I will then go out and gather all of the information on your behalf, so we can substantiate your claim before we do our final submission to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go over your statement again, John. You've already done that. I don't need to keep going over that with you. What I am going to ask is how, the care setting or you being in care has affected you in your adult life, whether that be, you've suffered with, mental health issues, any sort of alcohol or substance issues, just so I can build a more substantial picture and a picture that does your case justice. Is that okay, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you suffered any sort of mental health issues, John? Any sort of depression, anxiety, PTSD?
Not mental, no.
Okay. So have you suffered with any sort of alcohol issues?
Yeah, I did for a while, yeah. I've stopped now.
Yeah.
I've got to the age now that it's, it's not good for you.
No. Did you seek any sort of medical attention for your alcohol issues?
No.
Is your GP or the NHS?
I just stopped.
Did the alcohol cause you any sort of medical issues? Any sort of liver problems?
No, not really.
Okay. Okay. So obviously, when you were in. Is it Marchburn? Is it Children's Home?
Yeah.
Was there any hospital trips due to the abuse?
Oh, yeah. We had a doctor,
So you had a doctor at the home, or was that...
No, we're in town. A doctor, Rice, if I remember his name.
Dr. Rice. And what would you go to see Dr. Rice for, John?
Oh, just normal things, colds and stuff like that. It wasn't anything like that. It was just the hidings I got.
Yeah.
So was there any hospital admission?
No. Then you were to hit you.
Okay. That's horrendous, isn't it?
Yeah, then you were to hit you. Sorry,
John, I'm not the quickest of typer.
One finger.
Yeah, well, two. I've upgraded my left index finger. Okay, so there was no hospital visits whilst you were in care?
No. They didn't hit you. They thump you, They give you... Oh,
yeah.
Still remember them.
Okay. How has that affected you, John? Have you, obviously you spiraled into, coping mechanism with the alcohol.
I left there when I was about 16, 17 year old.
Yeah.
And then I went into digs. And then I joined the army at 20.
Thank you for your service.
And I came out at, I did 9 years. And then I did 9 or 10 years in a steel mill, you know. And then I did 20 odd years in the prison service.
Oh, wow.
What unit was you in?
Royal Engineers. Sapper. Oh, wow. Once a sapper, always a sapper. I mean, I still, you know, I learned that, like that, you know, and I just think back and, oh, you know, I've got swallow some, you know what I mean? It gets in me just, you know, it really, you know, I don't like talking about it, actually.
No, I don't.
Bring back horrible memories.
No, I can imagine. I am sorry that we are dragging this over, this, you know, this back up for you.
No, you've got to do it. You've got to do it.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, we do have to do it to try and get you some form of justice. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to help you repair the damage it's caused you.
Yeah.
And throughout your life, all I can do is try my best to get you a monetary compensation. Which obviously.
It won't help, will it? You know.
No.
The memories are still there.
No, of course, of course. Okay, engineer. Did you see any sort of army doctor or anything like that? For
No.
Alcohol issues or.
No. It wasn't alcohol. I mean, I drank a lot, put it that way. I wasn't an alcoholic, but I drank a lot.
Okay.
Whether it was to get rid of the memories, I don't know.
Yeah, well, it generally is, isn't it? Generally to hide, you know, what's happened to you in the past. Give me 2 seconds, engineers. Okay, so your current GP, will they have any sort of, they won't have any sort of record of, you know, depression?
No.
Okay. Is it worth me writing to your GP and getting any sort of medical records? That's entirely up to you. I'm happy to do that.
Well, I know when I went in the army, I spent 6 weeks in Tidworth Military Hospital. I had an ulcer, duodenal ulcer, and that went. But, apart from that, I mean, I had a TIA 3 years ago.
What's that?
It's a mini heart attack, mini stroke.
Okay. How are you getting on after your stroke?
I'm okay. But I'm managing.
Okay, and. Do you have help at home do you have help at home?
No.
Oh, wow. You are
I'm nearly 80 year old, so.
Yeah, no, 80 this year, anybody by the look of it?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, so what I'll do is I will write to the local authorities where Mars Pen and Children's Home was. Obviously, it's not worth me writing to your doctor because, you know, you haven't suffered any sort of depression. There's no records of any sort of alcoholism. There's no alcohol-related, you know, medical issues, shall we say.
No.
So I'll write to the National Records for Scotland. I'll write to the local authority.
You know, my name will be on the books for being at Marsburn Road. Do you have records going back?
Yeah, hopefully. Mm-hmm. They may be in, they'll certainly be in paper format. It's whether they've had these records transferred over to a digital format. But I'm going to try and get them for you. They're yours as well, John. If you want a copy of them, I'll 100%.
Would you please?
Yeah, 1,000,000%, yeah, of course. It's yours. They're your records, sir.
Oh.
They're yours.
See, that's things I didn't know about.
What?
Things I didn't know about. Access. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was talking to me sister yesterday. She lives in Port Lafayette, and she was telling me it was derelict at one time.
Yeah.
And now it's been I think about £1 million they spent on it, redoing it, and there's I think it's a place for girls now.
Okay.
So.
Was your sister in care, John?
Hmm?
Was your sister in care?
No, she's older than me. But see, they I had two sisters and two brothers. And Kenny,
okay.
He's dead. Kenny's dead now. I mean, he got some hidings, I can tell you.
Oh.
And Kathy, she's dead. They were never touched. The girls were never touched. You know,
okay.
Kathy and
thank God.
It was just the blokes. It was just the lads. I think Billy Murray comes to mind.
Who's Billy Murray?
Oh, he was one of the lads that were in there.
Okay, so was he an abuser? It
was him actually that put me on to you. Because I never knew anything about all this Scottish reclaim or whatever it is, like, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I thought, well, I'll give it a try anyway.
Yeah, well, 100%. It's well worth us looking into this for you. Obviously,
yeah.
You do this on a no win, no fee anyway, so
yeah,
it will never cost you any money. Let me just add Billy Murray. Okay. Do you have any questions then, John?
No.
I'm going to try and gather as much info. I'll come back to you.
It only brings back memories when I talked about it.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, we won't have this conversation now for anywhere between 6 and 10 months, just due to the fact how slow these institutions are getting back to us. And obviously, I don't want to keep dragging you over these old memories. I will check in with you each month, though, John.
I'll also send you
a letter with all my contact details on.
Yeah.
Any after-hour details that you need. If you need us, just ring me. You can ring me on this number if you would save my number, John.
Yeah, 0845. Yeah. 549, the last three. Because I get a lot of cold calls, you know, and I look at it and I'll just... Because I looked at that one and I thought, well, that's not a cold call. That's a, you know...
Yeah, of course. Oh, I appreciate it and thank you for picking up. If you could save my number... For now, and I'll send you all the information out. If you need me, or if you need anybody, you need to talk to anyone. No, you don't like to. And probably that was probably drilled into you more and more. You know, going through the army. Or if you do need to talk, you know, just give me a call and I'll always listen to you.
Okay, cool.
So, any questions, John, about it going forward?
No.
Okay.
You know, as I say, just to talk about it, you know.
Okay. So just to let you know, John, obviously, due to the sensitivity and the nature of this claim, I just need to keep reassuring and keep reaffirming with you all the documents that you've signed and obviously our fees and how we're going to process your claim. So there's three different ways you could have done this, John. You could have actually applied to Scottish Redress yourself.
Yeah.
You obviously would have then have to got your own information and submit your claim yourself. And then it's then down to, obviously, a trust, if you like, between yourself and the Scottish Government, whether they're going to pay you out, you know, a fair fee. There's other law firms out there, John, obviously you're very welcome to look at. They participate in what's called a government legal fee scheme, where the Scottish Government pay them a £2,000 set fee for their legal fees. Now, I can't comment on how they do, how they work. but what I can say is the way in which we work is we're not going to take that money from the Scottish Government. We don't want to. We want to work with you, like a joint venture, if you like, have skin in your game. We do that with a no-win, no-fee. So like I said earlier, if you don't win, we're not going to put you in any sort of financial duress. because you've been through enough duress in your early adult, in your childhood through into your adulthood. So you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Mm-hmm.
You may pay us less, depending on how much time we spent on your case in line with our fee structure or our billing structure, if you like. But you'll never pay us more than 20%, inclusive of any VAT. You also have you have a 14-day cooling off period. So if you change your mind, you can cancel the agreement with us and go and pursue this case however which way you wish. If you're willing to waive that 14-day, we can start working on your case as soon as possible. But that's entirely up to you. There's no pressure from me.
Just carry on.
Perfect. Do you understand those three options, John? Are you happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. What I'll do, John, is I'll give you a call in a couple of weeks. I'm going to send off all of your information now. I'll give you a call back in a couple of weeks, probably anywhere between 3 and 4 weeks, just to let you know how I'm getting on. We'll have a chat. I'll make a note that we make sure that, you know, we don't have to keep going over and over the old stuff. Let's just have a chat. You know, no pressure. let's try and get you some compensation.
Okay, cool.
Is that okay, John?
Yeah, that's no problem. No problem.
Do you have any questions for me?
No, I'm fine, man. I'm fine.
Okay, perfect. Look, thank you very much for speaking to me today.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your service, John, as well. Yeah. You know, I've got a lot of friends who've been in the forces, and that hasn't been easy for them either. So, thank you.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
You take care. Mind, there you go.
Take care, buddy. Thank you.
Ta-da.
Bye now. Bye-bye.